Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2, Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Enzaroma. And as I do every time that I multicast, I want to start off by first honoring the ancestors. Yes, the persons whose shoulders we're standing upon, the persons for whom, if they hadn't made decisions to live, we would not be here. So as always, I want to first acknowledge my two teachers, Nelly Domus Obonfu Somme from Burkina Faso, land of the proud ancestors. And if you have ancestors that you would like to connect with right now to get you through, especially this eclipse energy, please speak their names out loud and I will do the invocation. Shay. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this opening month of the second quarter of 2024 and ask you to enable us to live our personal renaissance more deeply by remembering and enacting upon our higher purposes during this auspicious and landmark mineral year. Grant us access to our higher timeline where we know that what we are seeking is seeking us. Give us the strength and the courage to continue to accept and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, daring greatly to live out our new narratives and knowing that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, ancestors continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always, always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I say amen. Asheho asa shinga bismilan. So it is. She. So, hello to all you wisdom walkers out there. My theme for 2024 is what you seek is seeking you. And April is the first of two mineral months in this landmark mineral year of personal change from the inside out. April also begins the second quarter of this forward movement, Year of the Dragon. Yeah, and the theme for April is live on purpose. Don't you just love that? Oh my God, it's so delicious. And it's one of the five collective commitments I'll be spilling on throughout the year. Thank you for joining me as I share wisdom, insights, and guidance for growing your consciousness about the difference between your job and your purpose and how to create your treasure map to a purpose-filled life full of new adventures, new acquaintances, and happy endings, sashay. But first, just a reminder for those who are listening through the broadcast podcast, when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through your phone if you have any problem with the internet connection. And that number is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with me, here are the easiest ways to do that. My Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, which is Wisdom Walk Community. You can also go to my website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And, of course, in the comment section below the YouTube video. But right now, I ask you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration into our inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover and remember the true treasure of being human. Okay. So, folks, here's my overview for tonight. We're going to talk about why your job isn't your purpose, just in case there's some of you out there that still aren't clear about that. I really want to clarify this for you. Then we're going to talk about aligning your job with purpose, the why and the how. And then I'll give you a PGO, a personal growth opportunity, using the Dagra medicine wheel to know your superpower. Shay. My quote for tonight is from the great Maya Angelou, who said, "You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off of you." Thank you, Mama Maya. Love it. Again, we are in a mineral year, and this is our first mineral month, so we've got like double the energy about purpose and connection to people's souls. Our theme for the year 2024 is what you seek is seeking you, which comes from Rumi, which I love. And the April theme is live on purpose. And because I'll be broadcasting in a mineral month, of course, but also in a water month, I've combined those two energies for you. Yeah. Now, just a little bit about this theme. Your job is not your purpose. Your job can be an expression of purpose, but your purpose is much greater than a job. Your purpose is connected to your soul, the center of your inner landscape that holds the truth of who you are. Yeah. And, you know, how this came to me with Spirit, because I'm going to talk about something else in terms of live on purpose. But Spirit just seemed to bring this right into my face through some clients that I'm working with. And I realized that, oh, yeah, I think I need to do some clarification around the difference between work and purpose. There is Anika checking in with a love heart. Thank you, daughter of Oshun. So beautiful. So, purpose versus work. And just let me say this, that in modern culture, those two things have gotten confused. And a lot of that has to do with just the way that we go about surviving in this culture, right? It's all based on economics and it's based on money. It's not like an agricultural world where, yeah, money definitely was important, but, you know, you could live off the food. You were growing your own food. There were no supermarkets. And there also weren't as many opportunities as there are now to leave the farm and go work in the city. So it was a very different lifestyle, a very different understanding about who you were as a human being and how the universe worked, very different. And so now we're in a place where we have gotten connected to machines. We've gotten connected to work that has been really managed by machines to such a great degree that when we hear about AI coming and taking over, we get afraid, not realizing it's been happening for quite some time. The machine age is nothing new to us. It really isn't. But, of course, what are we all worried about? We're all worried about our freedom. You know, and am I still going to be able to survive? If the machines take over, will I survive? And so that's why what I'm talking about is so important, because one thing the machine cannot have that you have as a human being is a higher purpose. Yes, machines have a purpose, but it's very defined, and it's also temporal, meaning what? Yeah, it's not going to last. Your higher purpose is something that is always going to last. So let me share with you some stuff I wrote up about why your job isn't your purpose. Number one, you can retire from your job, but you cannot retire from your higher purpose. Think about that. You know, this is why people who retire thinking that their job was their purpose have problems and don't last long and feel so lost. What am I going to do now? But if you understand that your job was never your purpose, there really isn't any loss. It's just a shift in how you now are going to execute your higher purpose. You can change jobs, number two, but not your higher purpose. You know, it sticks with you. It's something you were born with. It came in your DNA, in your cells, from a higher dimension than we can imagine. And it's been shaping you and shaping your life, shaping your understanding of you and your life. And it's very powerful. It's much more powerful and much more influential on your well-beingness than a job could ever be. Yeah, but we give a job more power over us than what it really has. Three, your higher purpose is never about survival. Yeah, never about food, shelter, and clothing. And I learned that the 6.5 years that I was a nomad, learning how to be a shamanic healer, and where I would go into these times of fear and be like, oh, my God, I only have $10 in my pocket. I can't even afford a full tank of gas. How am I going to get from New York to Milwaukee? What am I going to do? You know, and I would go into those times of fear. But always, always, everything I needed would show up. easily and effortlessly after I stopped forgetting that I was living on purpose. Yeah. And we'll talk about more of that later, probably in the next broadcast. Anyway, fourth thing I think is really important is that your higher purpose is an enactment of your superpower. Let's talk about that. What do I mean by your superpower? Well, everybody is born with gifts, talents, and genius. And this is what makes up our superpower. Because that superpower, just like we see in the Marvel Universe or the DC Universe or, you know, with the superheroes, it is something that you receive, and it's something that you really aren't totally in control of because it is so connected to a higher timeline and a higher dimension. It propels you. It compels you. It calls you. And it's something that you do, you know, really without a lot of thought, without a lot of thinking. You know, my superpower at this time, I'll call it. And that's the other thing. So sometimes it changes titles, it changes names, you know. But basically my superpower is to connect people to the truth of who they are. And when I look back across my life and I look back across the work I was doing and how I was doing it, everything points to that, connecting people to the truth of who they are. So my superpower isn't something that I can ignore. It's not something I can package up into a little box and think, okay, I'll put this on the shelf and then I'll do something else. No, I've tried that. I have totally tried that. It doesn't work. It talks to you from inside the box and says, okay, now when you stop fooling around and think that you can get out of this, I'll be here waiting for you. Yeah. So you really can't get out of it. It's really, really amazing. So, you know, as we're growing and developing, the best thing that can happen to us is to be put into situations where we get to experience our superpower. Yeah. And by the time you get my age, you really want to have enough clarity about it so that you don't fall into thinking that aging is the end of anything. It's not. You will still be using your superpower just in ways you didn't plan on or couldn't imagine. And I am a great testament to that. Yeah. So let's jump on and see here now why it's important to align our job with our higher purpose. Excuse me. The first thing that came to my mind, and based on my experience, is that when we are aligned to our superpower, to our higher purpose experience, we are liberated from attachment to work and office drama. And those of you that have been in the work world in that way, know it. And if you've been an entrepreneur, you've known it too. There's always this drama that goes on because there's something that's not done right or something that should have been done. Something gets lost. Something's not on time. There's a budget. There's a timeline, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And let's add in that there are people who are jealous of you, jealous of your position, want your position. There's competition going on, you know, all that kind of crazy. When you know that you are in a job situation based on your higher purpose because of your superpower, none of that stuff that goes on can really stop you. And you don't take it on in the way you do when you don't realize what the real truth is about why you're where you're at. Yeah. Also, you're able to say no to what is out of alignment for you. Yes. Yes, this is very important. When I got clearer about what my true purpose was in being in this world, when I was in a job situation where that wasn't supported, I was able to say, okay, I need to walk away from this. I need to let go because I got to be on purpose. I got to be in alignment. And then the third thing that came to me, again, based on my experience and my wisdom, when you are aligned with your higher purpose and you know your superpower, you have no reason to give your power away to earn more money. And I know there are those of you out there that understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I think we've all been through it. We all, as Carolyn Meese says in Sacred Contracts, prostitute ourselves so that we think we can have our security, that we can survive, you know, whatever the reason is. Be liked, you know, not be seen as an enemy, whatever. But the reality is that when you give away your power, you are not going to be happy. You're not going to be satisfied. You're going to be resentful. It's not going to work out. It's not going to be a good day. Yeah. So again, these are three, I think, important reasons why we should aspire to and we should work toward aligning whatever job we're doing with our higher purpose. Now, I'll just give you an example of how important this is and how it works. At one time when I was working as a national director for a national nonprofit, and I did a lot of travel, and I was in a hotel in Washington, D.C. for some conference or something I was at, and I then got asked to go to a meeting in New York City, and so I was going to have to take the Amtrak train. And I, as it turned out, in the clothes I brought, I didn't bring a raincoat, and it was going to be raining. And so I'm on my telephone talking to my supervisor, whoever, about making the trip, and they're saying, and I was saying, yeah, it's kind of rainy out, you know. And anyway, and there was a young woman, happened to be a black woman, who was in a room changing towels or cleaning something. She overheard my phone call. So when I hang up, she says to me, excuse me, I just heard that you're in need of a raincoat. I have one that I'd be more than happy to let you borrow. And I was like, really? She said, yes. I said, well, okay. You know, but halfway in my mind, I'm thinking, what is this raincoat going to look like? You know, maybe she's just being kind and polite, but, you know, let me see, because, you know, I'm coming from my, you know, I'm this New York haute couture, you know, wearing fool. Anyway, she comes back like in 5 minutes with a magenta raincoat that was styled perfectly for me. I loved it. I was like, oh, my God, you know. And so I used the raincoat, went and did my meeting, came back, brought it back to her. You know, it was wonderful. She was on purpose. She was totally on purpose. Because she was not just listening to my phone call, but she was listening to the fact that obviously her job is to support people to be safe, to be the best that they can be, to be able to perform their jobs at the best that they can. Yeah. You know, I think it, her high purpose, I would say, was to help people be happy. Because she really just, it just turned me totally around. And from that I learned, too, how not to ever judge where your support is coming from when you need it. Yeah. But that's just one example of how the alignment of someone's job and purpose can be. And so, you know, no matter what job she would do, she's always going to be like that. Because that's her purpose. That's her superpower. And I was so glad I was there to receive that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So let me share now about how it is that we can align our job with our higher purpose. The first thing that has to happen is you've got to know and you've got to claim your superpower. You've got to know it. You've got to claim it. Yeah. A lot of us believe that our superpower is something that we were conditioned to believe or we were taught to believe based on the educational system that is based on standardized testing. So, for example, because I'm a good test taker, you know, that's my superpower. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Not what I'm talking about, no. Your superpower, again, is something that will always exist no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter what dimension you're in. Yeah, it is always going to be with you. It doesn't, in fact, it doesn't get depleted. It actually grows. Your superpower actually grows as you age, if you're aware of it and you're taking care of it. Let me put that aside in there. Yeah. The other thing about how to align with your job purpose is to know that you're going to be called to the right work situation so you can easily enact and experience your higher purpose. You will be called. And I know you've heard about that. People get called invocation. Sometimes people think they're being called, but they're really not. They're operating out of fear and what they've been conditioned to. A real calling, my dears, a real calling is where you know out of no uncertain terms that this is absolutely where you are supposed to be and what you are supposed to be doing. There is no doubt and there is no fear. A lot of people go into a vocation or a calling out of fear. That's not real. No, it will never make you be afraid. In fact, it opens you up to feel joy and happiness and lightness. Yeah, you just like, oh, my God, it's my calling. Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, this happens. And so this point is really important because so many of us think I've got to have the right job description. I've got to have the right resume. I've got to have, you know, all my ducks in a row. Yeah, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. All of that is nice, but let me tell you, when you're called for a situation, you won't need any of that. And very quickly, if you've read my book or you've heard me talk, you know that I was sitting up kind of starving in my kitchen and the phone rings. It's a dial, a butt dial from a friend. Didn't know she was calling, but was talking about me to the executive director of the ALMA Center. And from there, I got connected with the work I needed to do to create that Wisdom Walk program. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, and that didn't come from a job description or anything like that. So, again, when you get called, yeah, it's on. It's real. You don't have to make it up. And then the third thing for how to align your job with higher purposes, you have to let go of the wrong work situation. I'll repeat that. You have to let go of the wrong work situation, no matter how much money you are making. See, this is the one that scares us the most. This is the one that scares us the most, yeah. And I'll tell you that when that happened to me, when I had to let go, I was so that, you know, if I don't do this, I am not going to ever be fulfilled or satisfied in my life. So it was a true turning point for me. And so I could do it, and then I fell into my fear, which, you know, you do, but it turns into the greatest healing experience, one of the greatest that I've ever had in my life. And it led me to, again, working in a job where I could be more of the truth of who I am and use that superpower very, very well. Yeah. So it is scary, but I'm telling you, you will get to a point where you have to let it go. You know, I think there's a Buddhist saying, something about if you've got, you know, if your hands are full of what you know, there's no way you can have the new that is coming in for you. Yeah. And that's the situation I was in. I had to let all of that go, all the money, all the prestige, all the title, all of that, so that I could be here today speaking with you in this multicast and sharing with you the truth about who you are as a human being. Yeah, yeah. And this would, you, I wouldn't be here if I had stayed really crazy and scared, absolutely. And radical truth, revolutionary truth, holy sacred truth, ascendant up some love. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. So here's the contemplative exercise for you this week. You can use the teachings of the Dagra Medicine Wheel to help you remember your superpower, which will then lead you to a higher purpose. Remember, the job is really how you get to enact the higher purpose. It is not the higher purpose. So for those of you that know the Medicine Wheel, you can do this. If you don't know the Medicine Wheel, you can easily Google it, look it up. I probably have a video out on it and one or two videos. You can get the book. It's on Kindle too. But basically, those five elemental essences will help you remember and uncover or get more clarity about your superpower. So, for example, I'm a fire person, and that's why I know that my superpower is associated with truth. If you're water, it's definitely about peacemaking and emotional intelligence and being able to go deep, to dive deep into the emotions to help someone. You know, mineral, of course, is about purpose. Earth is about comfort, abundance, you know, that kind of loving support in the physical. And then nature, of course, is all about change and helping people deal with change or remember that you got to change or remembering that change is going to come. Exactly. So here are some four ways of how you can get at your superpower. First is, of course, to invoke an answer by placing a written request on your ancestor altar. And if you don't have one, you can create one. Next, set an intention through a gratitude prayer to be brought the clarity you need. Yeah, and doing that very consciously and in a sacred manner. Next is think about a character in a book or movie with whom you strongly identify and contemplate why that is. What about their story mirrors your own? And so, you know, like the great epic stories like Lord of the Rings and even Wizard of Oz, you know, anywhere that there's a hero or a she-ro going through something, think about what character you really identify with and what that's about. And then last but not least, you can ask three persons who are close to you that you truly trust, and you ask them what they think your superpower is, because a lot of times it's much easier for us to have somebody else give us the feedback because, you know, we don't see ourselves easily. Our eyes are only focused in one way in the lower timeline. So that's a nice thing to do. I've done that before, and it's very helpful. You'll be surprised sometimes at the feedback that you get. You'll be like, really? I do that? Really? And they'd be like, uh-huh, yeah, all the time. So I hope that helps you and that, yeah, this information has you thinking and like about, yeah, I need to be aligned with my purpose. Really important, really important. And my next live broadcast in 2 weeks, I'll be talking about this some more. We'll go a little deeper in. Now, here is my Sarah quote for the month. And Miss Sarah said, a time emerges when we realize it's more painful to stay closed than to open freely to life's flowering. Isn't that just beautiful? Isn't that just wonderful? And that's what happens when it's time for us to find purpose. Yeah, it's like, okay, I got to move forward. I got to move forward. Yeah. Well, as always, I'm going to close out by first acknowledging and thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, who I got to speak to on the phone today. Her phone is now able to do that. And I was so grateful to speak with her. She's going through the final days of Ramadan, so that was really, really cool. And Robbie says, thank you, Sarah, to the Sarah quote. And I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, those of you who have wisdom walked with me or will be wisdom walking with me, to my family on both coasts and in the middle of the country, to my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters from around the globe, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to listen and watch. And, of course, please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And thank you for supporting me in this manner. I am just really, really, really grateful. Yeah, absolutely. I also have another little comment I want to share. Hi, Jojapada Samadhi. I still remember the jelly beans you would give us. Oh, my God. Hi, Samadhi. Thank you for listening in. What a sweetheart. Oh, my God. And I remember she would come and she'd be there. She'd be looking at me like, you going to give me jelly beans or what? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got something for you. I got something for you. Robbie's saying thank you. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for being here and listening in. I love it. Now, this broadcast will become a podcast to be repeated next Sunday, April the 14th. My next live multicast, the broad stream and the live stream, will be on Sunday, April 21st. Again at 5 p.m. Pacific time, where I will continue to spill on the fourth collective commitment for 2024, which is live on purpose. And, of course, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a healthy and safe nature week that we start tomorrow, welcoming change with that big eclipse that's going to be going on. And I did do a video about it, so you can check it out. And what it means astrologically, continue, please, to wear your mask or strengthen your immune system. We still have viruses going around. There's like this bird flu one now that is a potential threat. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety. Embrace science safety. And most importantly, my darlings, you know what I'm going to say? Please, please remember that you are not disposable. And the reason for that is because you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. An action-packed fight card is taking over Las Vegas for UFC 300. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is giving you a chance to get in on the action with a knockout offer for every fight fan. New customers, bet on any UFC 300 bout and turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. That's right, from the much-anticipated title fight between Pereira versus Hill to the exciting undercard bouts, DraftKings is giving new customers a shot to rack up some bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code IHEART. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only with DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code IHEART. That's promo code IHEART. The crown is yours. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.